For many years, traditional healers in South Africa have operated in an effective legal grey area, and now that's set to change. One area of contention has been the legitimacy of medical leave certificates provided by the traditional healers and whether these should be accepted by employers. But legislation published for comment earlier this year by the Traditional Health Professional Regulations 2024 is making a significant step forward in terms of formalizing the practice of traditional healing for the Southern African nation. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Thato Mukwaba, Associate in Employment Law at commercial law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thato, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. You share a name with our technical producer. I think his head looked up at me when I said Thato is joining us to discuss further. But thanks for making time for us, Thato. What has this legal grey area been in South Africa in terms of how traditional healers operate, especially within the professional or corporate space?
Yes, thank you. First, thank you so much for having me. Good morning to you and your listeners. So the Traditional Health Practitioners Act is a legislation that governs traditional healers. This act provides for the requirements that one must meet in order to practice as a traditional healer. However, the act doesn't provide specificity on these requirements, what is needed to practice as a registered traditional healer. So, for example, there's no specificity in the Act as to what form the application must be made, who is responsible for processing the application, where does it go, etc. And usually when an Act of Parliament, such as the Traditional Health Practitioners Act, lacks specificity or particularity with respect to its provisions, they have to be regulations that are promulgated to flesh out the provisions of the Act. So as you said, in June 2024, the regulations under the Act were published for comment, and these regulations specify the template or the form in which a traditional healer or an applicant can register to be a traditional healer. They specify exactly where the application goes, the fees that have to be paid along with the application, the qualifications that need to be met, and so forth. So these regulations have not yet been promulgated, so there is uncertainty in terms of the Act as to how, from a practical perspective, traditional healers do get registered. And so traditional healers practice in this legal gray area in that there's an Act that tells them that they need to get registered, but the mechanisms in which to realize the registration have not yet been legalized. And so circling back to the question of medical certificates, if there is no clarity with respect to how to become registered as a traditional healer, there is difficulty from a practical perspective as to how traditional healers can issue these valid sick notes without the regulations.
So which regulatory body will be playing gatekeeping on this matter?
The Traditional Health Practitioner Council in terms of the regulations.
Do we need to differentiate between traditional healers as practitioners who also work within the space that is a professional space, and then also patients within the same space who seek medical attention from the traditional healers in terms of what the law will provide for?
Yes, so in terms of the regulations, in terms of the Act rather, traditional healers are specified specified as those who are registered under the Act. The Act or the regulations don't speak necessarily to the patient specifically. It's more regulating the traditional health practices from the healer's perspective.
How far is the process? We know that it's still open for comment, this new regulation, but how far is the process of formalizing this industry? And I also want to know if there was a fully representative consultation process, in your view, before it even came to be?
So the Traditional Health Practitioners Act was made law in 2007, and at that time it was a massive step in formalizing traditional healthcare practices. These regulations, as you've said, were published for comment in 2007. In 2004, to 2024 last year in June and closed in September. So now what follows is for the legislature to review the comments made by the public to the regulations and to make the necessary revisions before finalizing and officially promulgating them. We unfortunately don't know when these regulations will be made into law, but once they are, they will become enforceable. But it's important for us to remember here that the regulations don't change the legal position. Traditional healers have technically always had the, well, at least since 2007, had the capabilities of issuing medical certificates if registered, as this is what is set out in the Act. But these regulations only assist in the implementation of the Act. With respect to the second part of your question, there were comments, but there hasn't been anything published as to say that there was a consultative process. What the legislature needs to do is they need to review the comments made, and that is required in terms of the law and in terms of promulgating regulations.
I guess this will set precedence for the entire SADC region. It's quite a progressive move. What do you think it will mean for the workplace, just in your opinion?
As I've said before, the Traditional Health Practitioners Act has been in law since 2007, and these regulations are only assisting in the implementation of it. With respect to what this means for the workplace, the courts have held, the Supreme Court of Appeal in particular, has held with respect to this topic that when an employer is presented with a sick note from a traditional healer, that employer cannot regard it or disregard the medical certificate as meaningless. Employers are obliged to engage with the medical certificate and make inquiries to its validity, as they are allowed to do. And all of this is because cultural inclusivity is important in the country and obviously also in the workplace, and this is what the Act and the regulations are trying to advance. Also, employers will need to recognize that traditional healers, once properly registered under the Act, their sick notes should be treated the same as those from medical doctors, but remembering that they are allowed, employers, like I've said, that they can inquire the employee to provide proof that the medical certificate is valid and that it was issued by a professional authorized to do so in terms of the legislation. Also, employers may want to update their relevant policies to align with the law. So, for example, their sick leave policies. The law may also require training and awareness for employees and employers alike so that they know when to accept a sick note, what makes it valid, and just generally how to handle cultural diversity in the workplace.
Tato, thanks again for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
Tato Makwaba is Associate in Employment Law at commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hall.